Failing Up, Ousted German Foreign Minister Baerbock to Become UN General Assembly President. By Kurt Zindelka on June 3, 2025. Far-left former German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock was selected on Monday to become the next president of the UN General Assembly. Just the latest instance of globalist musical chairs. Following the well-worn tactic of failing up for European globalist politicians, the former co-leader of the radical German Green Party, only out of a job for a few weeks, received 167 of 188 votes in the United Nations General Assembly in New York City to lead the international body for the next year, Die Welt reported. It came just months after voters in Germany resoundingly rejected the traffic light coalition government in Berlin, for which Baerbock served as Minister for Foreign Affairs, over their failures on the economy and flooding the country with foreigners through its mass migration agenda. She will join the long line of failed politicians from Europe who have joined various globalist institutions after their own populations grow tired of them. Other recent notable examples include EU President Ursula von der Leyen, who was installed in the position in a backroom deal despite having undermined German military readiness during her tenure as defense minister under ex-Chancellor Angela Merkel. Another example would include former Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, who was tapped as the General Secretary of NATO in October of last year after his government collapsed in 2023 over the issue of migration. This paved the way for the best-ever result for Geert Wilders' anti-mass migration Party for Freedom. Baerbock may welcome the luxury of no longer being accountable to voters. Indeed, she has openly expressed disdain for the democratic will of her countrymen, infamously declaring in 2022 that Berlin would continue to fund the Ukraine war for as long as it takes, no matter what my German voter thinks. During her tenure in office, Baerbock took a hawkish stance on Ukraine and advocated for NATO and EU expansion into the former Soviet state. In 2023, she said that the future of Ukraine lies in the European Union, our community of freedom. This will soon stretch from Lisbon to Luhansk. While she ran unopposed for the position of UN General Assembly President, which under typical circumstances would have resulted in her being approved by acclamation, a secret vote was forced by the request of a UN member state. Diplomatic insiders claim this country was likely Russia, given Baerbock's hardline stance on Ukraine. The German politician vowed to act as an honest mediator, saying, "My door will always be open to everyone. We have experienced difficult times before. And it's up to us to take on those challenges," she added. However, despite her claims of neutrality, Baerbock will likely continue her advocacy for the green agenda, having led efforts in Germany to move towards so-called renewable energy sources while shutting down the country's remaining nuclear power plants. She will also likely continue to support the open borders agenda, which she has long championed. Indeed, in April, as one of her final acts in office as foreign minister, she organized several flights to bring supposed asylum seekers from Afghanistan to Germany. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.